This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
O Lord God, we pray, speak to us in this place, in the calming of our minds and in the longings of our hearts, that the hope, peace, joy and love that you grant align and transform our lives according to your will. Speak, O Lord, for your servants listen. Amen. This morning, as we were scrambling about setting up for this service, Father Marty and I got our books mixed up, and I'd almost be singing my sermon because I had his book with the song that he just sang, so that would have been quite interesting. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Those are the opening words for that great novel written by Charles Dickens, The Tale of Two Cities. And I use those words this morning because they speak so well about our times, as they did for the day of Dickens and also for the days of Mary and Joseph. It was and is the best of times. It was and is the worst of times. Today we gather to celebrate this fourth and final Sunday of Advent. And we look at the candles as well as the banners that we have been utilizing to mark the days and the weeks of Advent. The candle of hope and of peace, of joy, and today of love. And I want you to remember that despite all the bad things that seem to be happening in our world today, there is much to celebrate. No matter how difficult times become for us, no matter how worse they may seem to come as we move into the future, there is still much to celebrate. You see, as we approach Christmas, the message that we will be hearing is that God is with us, God Emmanuel. And with that message, no matter what happens, whatever Grinch comes along and steals our Christmas, no matter what negative forces try to steal our hope, our peace, our joy, and our love, nothing can take that away from us. Nothing that is true and good and pure and gracious and lovely can be taken from you or from me. We know that Jesus was born in a world very much like ours, but I actually believe it was much worse. Tyranny existed throughout the known world. And we know that hunger and poverty and suffering was the way of life for the vast majority of people. And so when we look at those times of Jesus, we truly begin to wonder, why this morning do we find this young lady singing a song of joy to her God? After all, what does she really have to celebrate? But some dream that she had, some vision with an angel. But then there is the reality of that pregnancy, a pregnancy that certainly could lead her to rejection and to be stoned to death as was required by the law of the day when that child was not your betrothed or your husband. Times were bad, and times were even getting worse. It was very plain to see that Caesar was nervous because constantly the troops are being moved throughout the Mediterranean Empire. In addition, Herod has his tax collectors digging deep into everybody's pockets. And then there's the crosses that line the streets most anywhere you go. A vivid reminder that if you did not toe the line, if you did not follow the way and the laws, that would be you on the cross. So what was there to celebrate those 2,000 years ago? What do we have to celebrate today? Loved ones and dear, those who are dear to us get sick and die. They seem to be taken away from us so unexpectedly, we are missing their presence. Our jobs and our financial stability continually is threatened. Some are still without work. Some face foreclosures. We know that a war continues to go on and innocent lives are being taken. And we know that our children's futures are not certain. All we need to do is look at the daily news and see the vivid portrayal of wars, of hatred, of insensitivity to those who are ill and diseased, to people with HIV, to orphans, to those stricken with hunger and poverty. And yes, even in this great country of ours, children who have no insurance, who have no home, who go to bed crying with an empty stomach. It was then and is now the worst of times. But my friends, it was then and it is also now the best of times. And I say that because that Holy Spirit that took hold of Mary, that helped Mary to conceive a child, is the same Spirit that is available to you and to me this day. Just as that Spirit was working through Mary, bringing forth light and life to the world in the person of Jesus Christ, that light and that hope comes to you and me today through the likes of us and through others as we minister together. That life and that life cannot be destroyed. No matter how bad things get, that life and that light appears suddenly to be even brighter when things are worse for you and for me. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss is a wonderful story about a Grinch who is trying to steal Christmas away from the villagers, taking all the Christmas trees, all the Christmas ornaments and decorations, all the presents, all the food, all those external things that the people of whose town loved and worshipped. And yet the Grinch could not totally steal Christmas, because as the villagers discovered, Christmas is on the inside. It is in the heart. And so as it was for the villagers of Hootown, so it was for Elizabeth and Zechariah, and for Joseph and for Mary. And so it is, and so it can be also for you and me today. And so it should be for us today. This is a time of year that I often hear people say, and I think I've heard this now for about 3 decades, Christmas is not like it used to be. These people, these Grinches, keep taking Christmas away by looking at all the bad things going on in the world, forgetting that right alongside there are good things that are happening also. That good does not exist off somewhere compartmentalized all by itself. That truly to find good, we see it in the midst of daily life, in the midst of darkness, and it shines its brightest in the middle of trouble and fear, right next to the bad things, right in the middle of it all. And that is why the gospel that we hear on Christmas Day is so powerful from the Gospel of John. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and full of truth. So we may ask, where is Christmas today like it used to be? It is where it has always been found, among the simple, among the humble and the lowly, among those who thirst for righteousness, for those who hunger for the Lord. It is there among those who are moved by the spirit of love, by the spirit of Christ, and the spirit of Christmas. And so where do we find Christmas? I believe you find it in the story of the young boy with cancer. A boy who you find ministering to all the adults and the health professionals around him. Out of the mouth of this babe comes words of wisdom that each day needs to be lived to its fullest, that life is a precious gift, that there's no time for bickering and being selfish and greedy, that we need to seek peace and get along with one another. Though this boy's days are numbered, his mission is one of love. Love that is truly found in the hope and the peace and the joy that comes from his God and Savior. Where is Christmas found? It is found in the story of the four children in Africa. Two of them are barely teenagers. They have lost their parents to HIV. They live in what is a poor excuse of a shanty. And daily, they prepare themselves with the one uniform they have to wear every day for school, looking the best they can. And the four go off, walking 30 miles round trip every day, as you gaze into the distance across the river and see the palatial homes of the rich. These children have hope. They share the story that they have hope because of what their mother had done for them, making them realize that their education is important, that there is a future, that there is peace, love, and joy to be found. Where do we find Christmas? We find it among those who do the pink dance with the pink gloves for cancer. We find them among the doctors, the nurses, and all the health professions who have made this incredible video. We find it even down to the janitors, as they're all dancing in the halls, uplifting the lives of women who have been stricken with breast and ovarian cancer, bringing joy to them, giving them a reason to have hope, to have peace and joy as they share their love and their support for one another. Where is Christmas to be found? It is found in that school child who comes home one day and says, "Mommy and Daddy, I don't want Santa to bring gifts this year for us. Susie's dad lost his job. They may lose their home. Can we buy Christmas presents and have a Christmas for them?" You see, Christmas is wherever there is love. Love that grows out of this sense of hope and this peace and this joy that comes from the Spirit of God. And caring and loving, my brothers and sisters, is something that is around us at all times. It is something that cannot be taken from us. It cannot be stolen. It is there. Simply open your eyes and your hearts, and you shall see it. God chose to come in the midst of the people, to come as a simple child born in the stench of a barn in the least of the towns of Judah. He came not to be a king of wealth and riches. He came to be a servant of all, spending his time with the ordinary people, spending his time bringing healing and hope to all, especially those that are ignored. And for that, he was killed. But his life was not destroyed. He rose, and he bestows upon all those who receive his spirit, this spirit of love and of joy and of peace and of hope. That is what makes Christmas real for us. That is what makes it the best of times. The Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of Christmas, is alive and well this year. So many, so very many are giving birth to love and to joy and to peace and to hope as we are all preparing to give birth to Christ again. And so as we wind down this short season of Advent with these final days, as we prepare for Christmas, I ask that you simply find some time, a moment, to reflect. To reflect on the promises that God has made for you. To reflect on what God has done. To reflect on the hope and the joy and the peace and the love that comes from God alone. To experience and to feel the presence of the Lord that is there with you always. And to respond. To respond as you will discover that you are giving birth to the Christ child. Indeed, through you, as it happened through Mary, God is blessing the world. And along with Mary, you too will find yourself singing, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." For these are the best of times. Thanks be to God. Amen.